This song and every other one written by David Bowie now belongs to Warner Music Group. Bowie's estate just sold his entire music catalog. It includes 26 studio albums, songs from soundtracks, and a record released after he died in 2016. Artists like Bruce Springsteen, Stevie Nicks, and Bob Dylan, they've made similar deals for their music in recent years, usually for hundreds of millions of dollars. Robin Farzad has not sold his catalog, as far as I know, but he is the host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, welcome.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. And tell us more about this Bowie deal. This is not just licensing his songs. It's full ownership. So what does that mean?
To quote the late Enigma himself, thank you, Mom. I have to do that. So yes,
nice
for example, I sell you my house. You can then live in it. You can rent it out, Airbnb it. You could sell the copper pipes if the legal boilerplate allows you to do so. But yes, the bankers have plans. This conveys as an income-producing package. And you know that these songs are going to be timeless. They're going to be listened to 100 years hence from now. And yeah, a massive deal for a legend who passed away 5 years ago.
And we don't know the exact figure, but it's reportedly sold for over $250 million. Bruce Springsteen sold his catalog late last year for more than $500 million. From the artist's point of view and the estate's point of view, is this just about cashing in?
Artists have retirement concerns too, you know, and this century's volatility in the business model of music kind of begs for dependable cash. If you think about it, the $17 CD, which was vanquished around the year 2000 when Napster rocked our worlds, then a decade of file sharing consternation, now Spotify and Apple Music rule the streaming world, and the artists and the labels, they want leverage. It also didn't help that the pandemic hit touring revenue like never before, and, you know, we're in a zero interest rate environment where everybody's hunting for yield.
It does make me wonder why these deals are so big, though, and whether it's a good investment for the companies who are buying them.
You're comparing it actually to the risk-free rate and what the long-term interest rate is you can collect on various other bonds. And this is what they call in Wall Street parlance a non-correlating asset. Stocks and bonds do one thing. Real estate does another thing. But if you're a true hardcore investor, you want to get into esoterica, avocados, alpacas, and music, you know, has shown itself time and again to be impervious to economic decline. In fact, it's countercyclical.
So you're saying there's no such thing as a music bubble?
Well, look, bankers love to structure any kind of stuff right now. You get a windfall for the artist, and the buyer, in this case, the record label, can bank on yields of royalties in a zero interest rate world. But yes, everything is in a bubble right now. I mean, you could take the song Rebel Rebel and NFT it, but these guys are structuring, how can we make the most money for the Bowie estate? It's the entire catalog. It's the entire package. Package it as a bond. And Bowie himself was prescient in that respect with Bowie bonds 25 years ago.
Right.
Gosh,
that's
you know, the world really lost a musical visionary there.
Robin Farzad, I have one more question for you, and it's very important. You ready? Do you have any red shoes?
Let's dance, Peter O'Dowd. Let's dance. Hush.
We got to go out on that one, don't we? Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Looking good in those red shoes. Thanks so much.
My joy.